was intrigued by some of the news stories we have going on this morning and was trying to find answers and proof that you can't find everything you want online. Or I'm not looking in the right spots. before I do that, real quick, and Dave, if you had this in the news, I'm sorry. I just saw this pop up. When I was searching for something else popped up. So if I understand correctly, because yesterday we were talking about our online poll at this time, about the potential temporary gasoline tax.
Oh, yes, right.
And right now it's gone through the Senate, we know. Mm-hmm. But I hear that the governor has said she's could be on board, but she wants whatever package to also include a $500 rebate. I think we'd mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I think that's what she wanted as opposed to what the legislature is proposing. I think it also went through the House and the Senate.
Okay.
But they had to go to the governor, but she has her own ideas.
Well, her contention is that, the gas tax fine, but that only does for motorists. She still wants to find relief. And she says for people that don't drive.
But right.
She still wants relief that way. So
I can see that going.
So apparently there's at least it's conversations that they're having that everyone seems to have that, we're all on board some ways, just a matter of how it might all come together.
And again, this will last for just a couple of months.
Yeah,
right?
Through September 15th.
June 15th through September 15th would be the temporary peak driving summer, I guess, what they're looking for.
How much again?
6%. The 6% sales tax is off, and then the 27-cent excise tax, I think.
Right.
So you pair that up then with the $500 tax rebate checks, I guess everyone will be getting two.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
if you got both, I mean,
yeah, get both,
that would
help.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's still in the conversation, but anyway, I just wanted to add that because that's part of apparently this was part of what she said Wednesday is part of some of the things happening on Mackinac Island where all the politicians are.
Yeah. She spoke to them yesterday.
Where, of course, there's no vehicles, so it wouldn't benefit anybody. We needed a horse feed reduction.
And that might be costing more, just like everything else.
Oh, all right, 744. I'm intrigued in the news and making a note. I don't know if we'll try and find somebody, but because the story is still ongoing, and I guess what's the update? So it's Mr. Johnson and Mr. McCormick.
Both Markey.
Markey. They both have been officially denied and filing lawsuits.
And we'll find out about Craig tomorrow.
So, and the question is, who is responsible for verifying? Because now, aren't their contention is you need to verify every single signature. You can't just blankly throw
out. They're saying if you looked at all of our signatures, you would find enough there. But they're saying they only sampled, I think I saw 20% of the, and when they encountered, some people that were dead and other ones, or they just signed their first name and then its last initial, et cetera. When they saw a lot of that going on some of those initial petitions, they just threw them out.
So there's the question is, because if I understand, the Board of Canvassers is saying we're not responsible for verifying every single signature.
Right. Yeah.
So who is?
Who is?
And I don't have an answer for you. I looked, and I found the official from the Michigan Department of State Bureau of Elections preparing, circulating, and filing petitions for public office. And it tells you how to go about it and what you need to do and all the different ways and verifications and signatures you're supposed to get. But it doesn't say, and when you turn them in, who's responsible for verifying? The only thing it does say is that it's not necessary. This will assist in election officials in verifying the signature's registration status. They talk about what the registration has to do. You have to be registered to vote.
Right.
Have to be in where you live and all that stuff. It just says assist election officials. It doesn't specifically say. And when you turn these in, such and such will specifically look and verify using this methodology.
Yeah.
That goes back to, are they prepared to, I mean, how much time would that take?
A long time.
I mean, you got
15,000 or more.
And you got all these different candidates.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, if the candidate's, if the candidate's responsible, but the candidate's saying, well, these are all valid.
Well, what bothers me is
that
the hired people who are supposedly professionals offering this service, and they're the ones that got the lousy signatures.
Yeah, and there are specific rules about those who are involved in what you're supposed to do. I mean, the rules are spelled out. It just doesn't tell me, I might be missing it, and I'm sure I'm not understanding it all because I don't get it all in the first place.
But
the final word does come from the Board of Canvassers, but
right,
it's not for each individual signature.
There are some elections that apparently it doesn't apply at the gubernatorial level, but there are some races and elections where people can opt out of collecting signatures and just pay a fee.
Yeah, right.
To get on the ballot.
That's what I've seen, too.
And why isn't there something like that for governor?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I do not know that answer either. We have more questions than we have answers.
Yes.
It does say that the final checklist before filing, carefully review each petition sheet for errors and defects. You may find that additional signatures are needed. And it talks about if a signature is invalid for any reason, strike the signature by using a pen or marker to cross out the entire entry, yada, yada, yada. But it doesn't.
Yeah, but don't cross off the whole page.
Well, and of course, the candidates are saying we admit there are some people who shouldn't be there, but you're throwing out too many, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That's the argument,
claim.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's the claim, I guess.
So, I don't think it's going to work.
I know. I don't think it's going to work at all. And here's another one I got to throw at you, and I haven't found this answer out. So this is all having to do with the primary.
Yeah.
So just for hypothetical that these candidates who are invalid decide to do a write-in.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think they can.
Which they can.
I think they could probably do a write-in for the primary.
And if they win the primary, does that officially then put them on the ballot for
the general election? If they're enough votes, it's a matter of votes.
Yeah.
So they don't have to refile any kind of a petition for that.
Right.
No.
But, of course, how many write-in candidates usually win?
Very few. There have been, but very, very few.
Yeah,
I'm thinking the most famous would... who am I thinking of? Was it Mr. Lieberman?
Joe? Yeah. Are you talking about Joe?
Yeah. Wasn't there some issue that...
Yeah, he was in a primary race years and years
and
years
ago. Yeah, years ago,
years ago. Yeah.
Because remember, he became more of, as much as he was Democrat, even within his own party, he became kind of...
Right. Maybe he was right in.
I don't remember.
I think you'd have to be a candidate with a huge name recognition or popularity.
Well,
if you did that, you might be able to get a groundswell of support behind you.
Well, anyway.
So does this mean we won't be playing the Perry Johnson ads?
It's interesting.
How does that work out?
Because for the couple of weeks after the first initial rulings came forth, there were still some advertisements that were still running.
I was hearing
so far, he's kept them out there because he wants his name out there in the event he gets a favorable ruling that would put him on the ballot.
Yeah.
There you go. Like I said, it's more questions, but even beyond this, I'd like to know in the future, what's the ultimate way that the Board of Canvassers handles this. I'm sure they have a method. It's probably tried and true. This just maybe because it's multiple candidates this time.
Meanwhile, the lesson for candidates is be very careful about
who you hire
to get your signature.
We already know that there were some suspecting companies that were hired in the first place.
And shame on you. I've seen people lined up gathering petitions and signatures, and they ask them, "Hey, would you like to sign the petition?" And sure, people they sign it. They don't check them. They don't look at a driver's license. They don't look at a voter registration card or anything. They just take the signatures.
Well, we know that in the past for some petition campaigns, there have been complaints that people have misrepresenting the petition itself.
Oh, then,
people,
right.
Sign this, what's it for? And they kind of couch it for what the real reasons
are. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's also on us to look at the petition that we're signing too.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And know that you are qualified to sign it.
That too.
Well, wasn't this fun?